This is episode number 2086 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
This doesn't make any sense to me. A study says that more than half of Americans would hook up with someone who looks like their favorite celebrity. That looks like their favorite celebrity.
And
I am of
sad.
The opinion that you don't settle for second best. Not just a lookalike. By golly, if you're going to hook up with a celebrity, hook up with a celebrity. The tough part is getting to that point and not being arrested for stalking.
Right.
Or receiving restraining orders, Halle Berry. Thank you for that one. I appreciate it. It's okay. I'm cool. I'm down. Anyway, 3 in 4 said it's important that their hookup is polite and has good communication skills.
Oh, gosh. And you look like Brad Pitt.
But
you're not Brad Pitt.
But you're not Brad Pitt, but we expect you to
have...
Then
I'll get with you anyway.
Some stuff. Yeah. And we'll get with you. All right. I don't know. Would you do that?
No.
With a lookalike?
No.
Would you do it with a celebrity? See, this is the wild thing. It's like, you know, if you had an opportunity to be with Richard Gere, would you really? Would you really? Do I need to ask that question? I don't know. Would you? Would you rather? It's time for the Who Cares News, and Morgan's got it hot off the press for you. What's going on?
I'm a little irritated.
Uh-oh. No, she's a little irritated. That means she's a lot irritated, not just a little irritated. But that's okay. She restrains herself for the air. I get the brunt
of
it.
Do I?
I get the brunt of it whenever the mics are turned off. But
all right.
What are you irritated about
today? I'm going to tell you what I'm irritated about.
You are. I know you are.
There's a petition stating that one of my favorites, James Corden, if I met him, I wouldn't sleep with him. Okay. But seriously, he's one of my favorites.
He's a talented dude.
He's very talented.
Yeah, I think he's good.
And he's funny.
He's got good writers.
So the petition is that the Late Late Show host James Corden should in no way, shape, or form be a part of the forthcoming Wicked film.
What? Oh,
so
come
far,
on.
There's more than 37,000 signatures.
Oh, haters be haters.
Right?
What's the deal? I think he'd be great in Wicked, the film.
Oh, I think he would, too.
Oh, yeah.
So over the weekend, James's name...
That guy, I tell you.
He is. And he can sing.
Well, he can sing. And he can kind of dance. He can prance.
He can prance,
dance, and sing. That's a triple threat right there.
Well, his name began trending on social media in connection to the film.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the comments were not supportive.
No, come on, people.
James Corden's a nice guy.
Come
on. He's a Tony Award winner as well.
He is, really?
He is.
Wow.
But he's been critically lambasted.
Wow, that's true.
For his performances in the Netflix musical, The Prom.
I didn't see that.
Nope, didn't either. As well as his roles in Into the Woods.
Which I did see, and I thought it was okay.
As well as Cats.
Wow, that's it right there. See, anybody associated with Cats.
He was good in Doctor Who.
He was great in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig. He was fantastic. 2 episodes of Doctor Who, by the way.
Now, last week, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, they have officially joined Wicked Elphaba and Glinda, respectively.
Yeah, okay. So it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good. I don't think there's a problem with Corden being in Wicked. I don't know where you put him, but whatever. Maybe he could be one of the flying monkeys. I don't know.
I still haven't seen it.
Singing flying monkeys. Well, but we're going to get a chance to see the film. So,
I know. Which would be fine, just not the same.
Just not the same. No. Poor James.
I know.
You know, if it weren't for the fact that he's making millions of dollars, I'd feel sorry for him.
Well, Lance Bass discovered he is a distant relative of Britney Spears.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Why would you do that? I mean, I know we're all like 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon, but Lance Bass and Britney Spears, that's kind of like a match made in heaven, but not.
Well, he was participating in Ancestry's latest episode of Two Lies and a Leaf.
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
I understand that what they do, I've not seen it either, but I understand what they do is they tell you two lies of people you should be related to, but you're not.
Okay.
And then somebody you actually are related to because they found it through, of course, Ancestry.
Gotcha.
And so you have to guess which one is true.
Okay. Okay. And the leaf, they give you like a little leaf as a it's an Ancestry hint.
Okay.
Or like it's like, hey, we found a you know thing that you may want to look at.
Yeah.
It's a little leaf.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So he did this with Michael Turgeon.
Okay.
Look, I wanted to be related to the Queen of England. But now I'm related to the Queen of Pop. He said,
I just wanted to be related to a queen.
The group?
But I'm bummed. Anything.
Anyway, he said that after learning that Brits is sixth cousin once removed.
Oh, see? Wow, sixth cousin.
So Lance said he always felt like they looked like family when they were kids.
Oh, my God.
During their rise to teen pop superstar.
Everybody looked the same, hell.
Little blondies, you know?
Yeah, all on the Mickey Mouse Club.
But, you know,
was Lance on the Mickey Mouse Club?
I don't know, but I can see it with him and Brittany. They kind of.
Yeah.
So he also noted that it makes sense that he's from Mississippi. She's from Louisiana.
Oh,
they were born an hour from each other.
Oh, come on.
Because this is so cool.
It is cool. I'm related somewhat by marriage to Johnny Cash.
By marriage.
My grandmother was married to a man named Cash. And not my grandfather. This was after my grandfather. So my maternal grandmother married to a man named Cash who claimed to be Johnny Cash's cousin. I don't know if it's true or not, but I might be... You know, by marriage. Would that mean I would be removed by marriage? Does that mean that? I don't know.
It means you're not really related except by marriage.
Not related at all. Not related to anybody at all. I mean, that's just kind of the way that goes. But
My daughter's best friend is a distant relative of Pocahontas's aunt.
You know who I want to be related to?
But I am related to the JFK line.
Kinda want to be related to? Halle Berry. But not too related, because that would just be creepy, wouldn't it?
That would just be very creepy.
I could be 100 times removed, then I'd be okay.
You're just looking for any way in, aren't you? Any way in.
Oh, you betcha. That didn't sound creepy.
Nope.
More Who Cares coming your way tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.